In about a month, Californians will vote on whether to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. He's a Democrat, and those likely to vote appear to be split. Newsom has faced backlash over how he managed the pandemic, and at one point his administration imposed some of the toughest lockdowns in the country on businesses. This recall effort came together in March when organizers turned in the more than the required 1.5 million signatures. Mindy Romero, director of the Center for Inclusive Democracy at the University of Southern California, has been emphasizing the importance of voter turnout in what happens next, and she joins us now.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Mindy. Thanks for joining us. First, give us the big picture here. Counties are going to send out ballots to registered voters in the next week or so. How are Californians feeling right now about Governor Newsom?
You know, I think it's mixed. Certainly, if we look at the polls, things are split down a partisan line. So Democrats oppose the recall. Republicans support the recall. But really, what matters is voters, right? Who's actually going to vote on Election Day and how they feel about Newsom and how they feel about the recall itself.
Right. So historically, are there patterns that, you know, people more likely to be in favor of recall tend to vote in these kinds of recall ballots?
So we are expecting very likely that we're not going to have very high turnout. We don't have a lot of things to be happening on this ballot. And that typically means that you're going to see even lower turnout for historically underrepresented groups. And right now, as we're seeing it, likely voters are really driven by the interest from Republicans. More Republicans are paying attention to the race. And if Newsom is able to bring more voters into that likely voter pool, he has a strong Democratic registration advantage over Republicans in the state. His overall approval ratings are still pretty strong. You know, there's lots of room here for him to do well and for the recall to be defeated. The problem is doing that work, right, getting the attention of voters, making it relevant for his supporters, and making them feel that their actual vote matters. You know, a lot of Democratic voters are feeling like he's safe and like, you know, they may not want to see him go, but does their individual vote matter?
Mindy, help us understand specifically what are the questions on the ballot here?
Yeah, they're pretty straightforward. One is, do you support or oppose the recall? Second is, and it's regardless of how the numbers add up on the first, there is the second that everyone can vote on, and that's simply if the governor is recalled, you select a replacement. And if we get 50% plus one, right, and he's recalled, or replacement candidate, I should say, doesn't need a majority, it can be in the, you know, single digits. Anybody that gets the most votes will become the next governor.
I understand there are more than 40 politicians running to replace Governor Newsom and are on the ballot. What do we know about who's on that list and who the front runners are?
Sure. Well, it's quite a list. It's not all Republicans. There's a handful of Democrats, a few no party preference. There aren't any really big names, and that's, I think, the most notable item, right? We don't have the equivalent or anywhere near the equivalent of an Arnold Schwarzenegger, for instance, like we had in the recall of 2003. Probably the most well-recognized is Larry Elder, a well-known conservative talk show host. Mm. All of the Democratic candidates are not very well-known, and that plays a factor. You know, there's been some concern, though, on the Democratic side in California that those that are running are more conservative or more on the right than what most Californians would want to see. You know, I think the bottom line, though, is vote, participate, and make sure that, you know, whoever is selected is somebody that is representative of the electorate. And you would think a Democratic candidate in a state like California with a strong Democratic advantage, right, would win that second question. But again, the shape of the electorate is going to matter, and name recognition is going to matter.
Well, and finally, just to clarify here, you've described California. It has been a blue state in national elections for years. But you're telling us there is a realistic chance that Gavin Newsom is recalled here based on where we are today. Is that right?
So I have said, many of us have said, that this was, you know, for quite a long time, we didn't expect this to be a serious challenge against Governor Newsom, again, whether you want to see it or not. The latest shifts in a number of polls are showing that, you know, it's going to give him a run for his money. It's definitely a wake-up call. And I think there's ramifications, of course, for the rest of the country. Whatever happens, if the recall gets defeated, but it's close, that, of course, will be spun as still a victory for recall proponents, as still a loss for Gavin Newsom. He doesn't want just to win, or rather see the recall defeated. He doesn't want it to be close because he has a political future. He has an election, a re-election coming up. He has greater political aspirations, we believe, right, for the future. Mm-hmm. And then also just the national narrative has been looking to California. One of the key narratives has been that even a blue state like California is considering, right, chucking its Democratic governor. You know, we're going to have to see kind of post-election what all of that looks like.
I understand. Yeah. I mean, as you're saying, this could embolden Democrats or Republicans around the country, depending on how this turns out. Fascinating month we have ahead of us. That's Mindy Romero, director of the Center for Inclusive Democracy at the University of Southern California. Mindy, thank you.
Thanks so much.